Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
So that's right, once again you are listening to Aloft Studios Presents with DJ Vicar, DJ Roo and Clank. And yeah guys, how you been doing since we last recorded the show?
Yeah, I'm cool, it's good to be back in Aloft Studios.
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks, yeah, good to be back.
And this is how we like to do it on Aloft Studios Presents. We like to get straight into the mix. I, DJ Vicar, like to get on the ones and twos or on the MIDI controller, however you want to say it. And this track playing right now is called Brazil Street, and it's got a lot of good stuff going on, as you'll hear. And we've got lots of other good tracks coming up in the mix. We'll be right back. So yeah, once again, you are listening to Aloft Studios Presents, and just really had to drop this track into the mix. It's Pete LaFreak and it's Say What. And yeah, do look up Llama Farm, that's Pete's record label on Beats Digital. They got some really nice releases coming out at the moment, so do check those out.
Yeah, and Pete LaFreak's got a really cool MySpace page you want to look at as well. His Llama Farm page has got some really, really cool tracks on there. And in particular, one we're particularly digging at the moment is his remix of a Prince track, which is, what's that called, DJ Roo?
Let me just have a look. It's called Freakin' Royalty, and it's got some Prince samples in it. Yeah. It's actually Llama Farm Recordings is the record label, so check that out.
Definitely check them out, yeah, cool stuff.
So yeah, let's get back into the mix. And this track coming in is Jupiter Calling. Once again, you're listening to Aloft Studios Presents, and we're in the mix. And this track, you will recognise the sample. Of course, it's Big Fun by Inner City, and it's the Simian Disco remix. So yeah, once again, you're listening to Aloft Studios Presents, and I hope you've been enjoying the mix. That was me, DJ Vicar, on the MIDI controller. And yeah, we got some really cool things coming up in the show, and we're just going to have a bit of a chat about what's coming up. Clank, you're going to be doing Clank's tracks again. You got some good stuff coming up for us.
I hope I've got some good stuff. Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Yes, so I'll be reviewing some tracks and look into production and new releases and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah. And you're also going to be doing the Deep Life Showcase, and you got something to tell us about Mr. Cubix, something you...
Yeah, I was just... People may know that Cubix, which is owned by Rubik, which is like a drum and bass label, who are actually distributed by Deep Life. And I was just reading in K-Mag recently, which, for those that don't know, used to be called Knowledge Magazine. It's like a sort of breaks and drum and bass magazine. And there's an article in here actually about Rubik, who's been interviewed. And I just thought it was really cool to see basically a Christian producer, drum and bass DJ, just in a secular magazine. And Rubik Records is doing really well as a label. It's putting out some really cool releases and involved in some quite big names like Scientific and CLS and Wax and Lomax, people like that. So yeah, I just think it was really cool to see them in a secular magazine like this.
Nice one. And while we're talking about other DJs, just want to give a big shout out to DJ Trailer, who's been in touch with us through MySpace and also through Tasty. And yeah, if you're into breaks, then do check out DJ Trailer on myspace.com/DJ Trailer and yeah, download some of his mixes. And DJ Roo, what have you got in store for us in your classics? Something good.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what they are at the moment. You'll have to wait. But a couple of banging tracks for you, old school style.
Oh, so I'm within.
So we'll see how you get on with those.
I'm in with a chance again.
In fact, one of them I might need your help, DJ Vicker, with one of them because I couldn't find out enough information about it. So you'll have to wait and see what that's about. Also, you were talking about Pete the Freak earlier, and we mentioned that about his MySpace page. Actually, I'm going to play a bit of the track that I mentioned, this Freaking Royalty one. Let me just find it on here. Here we are. Freaking Royalty by Pete the Freak, and if you want to hear the rest of that track, you can go to his MySpace page at myspace.com/PeteLaFreak and check out some of his other tracks there. He's also got a website, thellamafarm.co.uk, and check that out also.
Hello and welcome to Clank's Tracks. And I thought for the main part of this section I'd sort of concentrate on some underground sort of music that's bubbling around in the UK at the moment, sort of bring it to your attention and sort of show how different styles are perhaps linked with each other. And so first up, we've got some dubstep in the form of Skyance and his track Deep Secrets. We'll be right back. dubstep's been around for quite a while, but it's pretty unknown in the mainstream, although Marianne Hobbs on Radio 1 plays quite a lot of it, and it does get mentions here and there. It's kind of like the instrumental cousin of grime, which is a kind of UK hip-hop style. But dubstep is sort of originates in UK garage, sort of late 90s, early 2000s. But the name dubstep is kind of dub, as in Jamaican reggae dub, but it's also taken the sort of two-step beats from UK garage, so therefore two-step and dubstep. Although a lot of the producers hate to even call it that, which is often the case with a lot of genres. But it's a really interesting style of music. As I say, it's never really sort of got into the mainstream. It's quite unknown to a large extent. There's some really incredible producers in this scene, very imaginative stuff. It originates largely in South London and Croydon, and it has a real emphasis on dub bass, or real extreme sub bass. A lot of dubstep tracks have quite a heavy reggae influence, but others sound completely different. So this track I'm playing at the moment by Skyants is quite techno-influenced. You'll notice also the sounds in dubstep, particularly the bass sounds, are straight out of drum and bass, and in a sense it's kind of like slow drum and bass. It runs at about 140 BPM, but the beats are always half-timed, so it gives it this kind of slow, kind of chugging feel, and yet it's actually fairly quick, really. This track you're listening to by Skyants is just quite an incredible track. I love the kind of deep mood to it, the atmosphere. It's got the most incredibly intricate drum programming. Skyants is actually a techno and drum and bass and dubstep producer from Hamburg in Germany. So just a very cool track, Deep Secrets by Skyants. Music is kind of bass obsessed, but UK dance music seems to be really, really bass obsessed. And an example would be a style that's actually called bassline house. And this is something that's really growing in the underground club scene in the UK. And it has links to dubstep in the sense of its obsession with bass and the style of the sounds that are used. But this is running to a very definite house beat. Bassline house originates from Speed Garage, sort of has its origins in Sheffield, but the name Bassline House was first used in Birmingham. And now this particular track is T2 with Jodie Aisha, a track called Heartbroken, which has had quite a lot of chart success, actually. And they're actually from Leeds, but although if you've seen the video, that's all set in London. But just the most incredible bass lines, you'll notice that although it's bass lines, they're actually quite high-pitched in certain places. So this has been around since last year, but I just thought I'd play it as a sort of classic example of bassline house. So this is T2 with Jodie Aisha and Heartbroken.
I've never felt this way. I'm heartbroken without you.
And the track you're now listening to is by Shoney Boy, and it's his remix of Hosanna by Hillsong United. Now, Shoney Boy is a Christian producer and DJ from Budapest in Hungary, although he's soon to be moving to London. And this guy is putting out some very cool tracks, very cool producer. And I just love this remix. He mainly works in an electro and progressive house style. But I thought I'd play it because the bassline links so well to bassline house, even though it's electro house. The style of the sound that he's used sounds like something out of a bassline house track. And I just love the whole way that styles of music sort of influence each other and sounds crop up in different genres. You can find out about Shoney Boy at his MySpace page. He's got some really cool tracks there. So this is Hillsong United, Hosanna, Shoney Boy remix. And I thought to finish off, I'd play something completely different. And so this is a very nice track. This is called 747, and it's by Favourite Colour Green. This is Favourite Colour Green with her song 747. Favourite Colour Green is singer Naomi Fleenan, and as you can hear, she has such a beautiful voice. I just love this track. It's so kind of bright, and it's kind of like a mixture of folk and electronica. Favourite Colour Green is from Texas, and she's currently recording her first EP. This is a demo. You can't actually get this anywhere, but look forward to when her tracks become available. So as I say, just beautiful vocals, really nice music, really well done, just light, happy kind of track. So check it out, that's Favourite Colour Green 747. And you can find out a bit more about her at shoutlife.com/favourite colour green. So that's it for this time. See you next time on Clank's Tracks.
Tracks.
Welcome to this month's classics with me, DJ Roo, and we've got a couple of more tracks for you this month. And this first one is an old school rave track, and so let's have a listen and see if you know what it is. Okay, so that's the first track. Now, I'm not seeming too positive about this because Clank and DJ Vic were both kind of shaking their heads. So, but I'm actually needing a bit of help with this one. Do you know?
That is a cracking track.
It's fantastic, I love it.
I'm really disappointed that I never came across that in my
old
school rave days. And I would play that track now, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd drop that in.
Definitely. I like a bit of sort of jungle techno style-y.
Some of the tracks coming around at the moment sound like that. But anyway, I guess Chrome and Time or Sons of a Loop era.
Yeah, Sons of the Loop, something like that, maybe? Yeah, pressure, all right, Sons of the Loop era. My guess was SL2.
No. It's actually China White. It's Move Your Body. China White did a couple of other tracks, one called High and Dry, another one called One People. I couldn't actually find out much information about this. It's really difficult. But I think that this track was from around kind of 91
era.
Yeah,
sounds like that one.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of, should I say it, from the illegal rave kind of era, really. Yes,
lots of samples going on in there.
Yeah, the beats in this are fantastic, aren't they? Cracking track.
I'll drop that. I want a copy.
Where'd you get it from? I live in the same house as you. I've never heard of
it. I don't think there's anywhere you can buy it from. I mean, it's actually off an album.
That you've got.
You can get it from, but
you got it off one of our CDs.
Yeah, I had it on a tape. I used to have it on a tape. You'll have to do a search for it and see what you can come up with, and let me know more about it.
Yeah, if there's anyone else listening who can tell us something about it, get on the email to us. Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's go on to the next one. This one you should know. Okay. Right, you should know this one. So, who's this and what's the track?
We were all nodding our heads this time, not shaking them. Yeah.
Yes,
go on,
best
then.
Who
on
wants
then,
to say it? Well, it's Baby D the artist.
Yeah.
And just Clank, DJ Vicar. I'm talking to myself. Do DJ Vicar want to say what it is?
Well, I mean, the name of the track is in the lyrics. Let Me Be Your Fantasy.
Let Me Be Your Gnome. No, sorry, Let Me Be Your Fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it's a track that definitely gets played on the radio all the time, I would say.
Yeah, it's still around, isn't it? Definitely. In fact, recently I heard of some sort of remix of that. I think a fairly recent remix. Maybe been trance, or was it house? I don't know. There's versions of that around.
I mean, when
it
came out, there was a lot of remixes. And
yeah,
I wouldn't have been surprised if there wasn't a remix done this year or even another one.
Because it's all the thing at the moment is remixing this kind of style of track.
This era,
the rave tracks.
Last year it seemed to be electro, and this year it seems to be rave tracks.
Definitely,
getting sampled
in a kind of way.
Because again, I heard. Do you remember that track, Take Me Away? I mean, that was remixed last year, and I was listening on the radio on the way here, and that's getting a 2008 treatment.
Yeah.
So.
It's like other early rave people, Liquid, the Sweet Harmony track. There's a load of new versions of that coming around at the moment, which is Bruce DJ'd. So.
Dave Spoon, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, cool stuff.
Yeah, let me just tell you a bit about this. The band was formed by Floyd Dice, who is in who was the in-house producer at Production House Records, a record label which had been set up in 1987 by former recording artist Phil Fearon, whose disco group Galaxy had a number of hits in the early 1980s. The other members were Phil Fearon's wife Dorothy on vocals and Terry Jones, whose stage name was MC Nino or Nino, on vocals and keyboards. And also the name Baby D, although it did not refer to Dorothy, that the D wasn't Dorothy, sorry. It was just nothing really, it was nothing to do with anything. It was just a made up thing, so said Baby D, who was Dorothy Fearon, Terry Jones and Floyd Dice. I had a number of hits. And Let Me Be Your Fantasy originally came out in 1992, but it didn't do very well on the charts. So it was reissued in 1994, and it got to number one. And in 95, they had I Need Your Lovin', which has been some recent remixes of that as well, and So Pure. And in 2000, there was another Let Me Be Your Fantasy, which got to number 16 in the UK charts. So that's that. That's all for this month's classics, and see you next time.
The Deep Life Showcase.
I'm Clank, this is the Deep Life Showcase, and first up we've got Triple D with I Build On You. So this is Triple D with his release I Build On You, that's you as in a letter U, and this is released at the same time as another track called You Are Dust, which is also a really cool trance track. And this is out right at this moment on Beatport, that's www.beatport.com/artists/triple+D. And this track's about to go into a tune that you might recognise. And next up, we've got Charlie and Andy with Four Aerial. So this is Four Aerial by Charlie and Andy, which is Andy T, who owns Deep Life Records, and singer Charlie Heath, and you can find out about her at charlieheath.net. This release isn't out until July, but we thought we'd give you a preview of it. And when it comes out in July, there will also be remixes by myself and by DJ Rue, Gerald Dubois, and many more. So check out this cool house track with nice smooth vocals. Enjoying the grooves of this track so much I almost couldn't bring myself to talk over it, but I will to tell you all about it. So this is Steve Wade with his track Come On Now, and this is the DJ 45 remix. There's also remixes in this release by DJ Nitro and by Ambulance, and as well as the original mix by Steve Wade. And this release is out right at this moment. You can get that at www.beatport.com/artists/Steve+Wade. So that's been the Deep Life Showcase for this month. Check us out next time. And to find out more, go to www.deepliferecords.com.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
This is the Loft Studios Presents, episode number 3, and this is the Master Mix by Clank.
busting. JB's. Game plan. We don't stop. Ripping up. Busting back. Set it off. 10th round. And still catching mad beat down. So I retreat back. Set it off. 10th round. And still catching mad beat down. So I retreat back. Set it off. 10th round, and still catching mad beat down. So I retreat back to my old stomping grounds. Regroup and lounge, put on a couple of pounds, and make plans to create the raw homegrown sounds. Without love and support, I might come up short, but I dare not resort to the low life sport. Young bucks nowadays, even kids my own age, make the front page by getting locked in the cage. Pumping self-destruction in their production. Souls get sucked into the evil corruption. The odds up against me in the world won't protect me. Bad thoughts on my mind, but I won't let it take me. Organized confusion, negative illusion. I throw up my guard to combat intrusion. Say what? Say what? Say what? Jungle brother, cause I'm a jungle brother. Jungle brother. Cause I'm a jungle brother. True blue brother. I like that. Yeah. We don't stop. Whipping up. Just keep busting. Whipping. JB's is the initial, gotta keep it official. Whipping up a game plan to set it off like a missile. Business is intact, now we come back strapped. So if something go down, we rearrange contracts. Coming right and exact to take your mental out the shack. Dunk your cookie in my milk and let it soak in my rap. On the mic, I talk about the plight to reach new heights. Put up a fight with everything in sight that blocks my light. Label my generation. Next one's the spot when it get hot. We don't stop to bust back. We just keep busting, just keep busting, just keep busting, just keep busting, just keep busting. No shots. Bulletproof brain cells, the name spells out success to remind you of a place of where the JB's rest. Staying black and rhyming till the day that I'm dying. Death defying, chinky eyeing, and God I'm relying. Dust up my import, make a million or more. Keep the radio rocking, fill up the dance floor. When we come to the jam, no glisten, no gimmicks. Break it off on your right, to my style is no limits.
You're listening to The Master Mix by myself, Clank.
I watched until the thrones were thrown up and the Ancient of Days sat, whose robe was white as snow and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like flames of fire and his wheels like burning fire.
To film critics, the passion of the Christ was nearly accurate. My conception in Mary was immaculate. As was the plan that I conceived within myself to relieve you from yourself, you're greedy with your wealth. You should be careful when you're mentioning my name. Curse it when you're in pain, yet it's strength to heal the lame. I laugh at your threats, crush marks of defiance. I'm pointed to in every particle of science.
Who am I?
You refuse to ask me, the biggest in the universe, but you choose to look right past me. I never need to prove myself to dust and vapor. I gave you a mouth, but you used to cuss your maker. You know my love, if it be sooner or later, you kill, lust, and steal, and I'm accused of being a hater. I'm the Lord, so confess before you're passing. When you approach me, there's only one question you'll be asking.
Who am I?
The first and the last, beginning and forever. My every endeavor to speak your beauty is cheap like fake leather. God of the weather, inventor, creator, master, physician, chemical, biological maker. You are greater than any other, indescribable, even with the whole dictionary uttered. Approach you, I'm face down in the gutter, prostrate before the living God, cause you're so great, able to demonstrate, owner of all real estate. King who made the heavens shake, but still you chose to come and humble yourself. Invested your wealth in a man child of limited health. Such was your love that you gave me yourself. Glorified King, crucified for sinners like myself. We'll be right back.
So this is the master mix from A Lost Studios Presents number 3, and it was put together by myself, Clank.
Circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Mix.
More beats, Vicar.
Okay, this is the more Beats Vicar section of the show, and this is the part of the show where I interrogate DJ Vicar about some subject, whatever it is. And so this month I wanted to really ask you about your role as a DJ and a Vicar. Yeah. And what you get involved in, what projects, who you see. Just give us a bit of a background, really.
Yeah, so I work for the Diocese of Birmingham. I am actually ordained, but rather than be attached to a church or pastoring a church or anything like that, I suppose the Diocese of Birmingham employs me to explore ways of doing church, ways of connecting faith in a way that's quite pioneering, really, and I think quite brave, I think, for anyone to do, really. And my role's really to connect with young people, particularly 15 to 30s, in the area that I'm working. And some of the things that I do in that is, using my DJing, myself and DJ Io, we were doing some DJ-led worship at a theological college during the week. That was on Monday night or Tuesday night this week, and okay, the people there weren't in their 15 to 30s, but it was, the reason we did that was to give them an idea of the kind of work that we actually do, give them a flavour of the kind of worship, and maybe the kind of worship that might connect more with 15 to 30s, recognising that at least in Birmingham, a lot of churches are failing to connect with that age group.
So how do you find then that, you know, especially these young people, how do they respond to what you do? I mean, do you find that they're into the kind of music that you play, or?
Yeah, I think music is a real a bridge, and it's just such a good vehicle to build relationship. And for me, it comes naturally. And then I find that, you know, okay, their style of music might be different from mine. I mean, one of the things I was doing again last week, in fact last night, was a workshop, DJ workshop, teaching on how to use a MIDI controller with Ableton.
Yeah.
And okay, when I was doing that workshop, I was doing it with the music that I'm into, so electro, house, some drum and bass. But I was saying to the young people, you know, bring your MP3s along, bring the music you're into, and I'll get them into Ableton. Yeah. And we'll do some mixing or even remixing, and yeah, it's just a real good bridge and a good tool to both communicate and also then say, well, how can we use that music, whatever it is, to think and worship God, I suppose.
It sounds cool. Yeah. So do you sort of meet up with anybody else? Is it just like DJing that you teach people how to do, or is it like worship?
Different. It takes different different ways at different times. So sometimes I do some DJ workshops at different youth groups. Do a couple of events which are more worship focused. Sometimes with church youth groups, and sometimes with young people who've got no church background, which is one of the things I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
And there, you know, we don't make it too in your face. We try and approach it and say, well, let's explore together how we can worship God. And just try and, so sometimes we might create a kind of cafe type environment and get the decks out and you know, pray over the top, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's great. Well, thanks DJ Vicar for that, giving us an insight into what you do, and we look forward to another More Beats Vicar next time.
Loft Studios presents.
So yeah, you are listening to Aloft Studios Presents, and this is the events part of the show where we talk about events that we're involved in and also events that maybe you're doing. If you've got events coming up and you want to plug them on this show, then do send us an email either to me at djvicar@mac.com or Clank. How can they email you if there's events to be emailed?
You can email me at clank.aloft@ntlworld.com.
And we want to talk about events that we're involved in. As I said, one of the things that we are involved in is Revive, which is a groove collective, and that happens every first Friday of the month. We also want to give a big shout out to Cast the Fire, which this show is actually broadcast on every Friday night. A special shout out to DJ 404. We really appreciate everything you've been doing for that station, castthefire.com. And just to mention, actually, do check out the download section. There's lots of good stuff to download, lots of DJ mixes. And one of your shows, your other show is on there, isn't it, DJ? Will, tell us about that.
Yeah, as we mentioned previously in the previous show, I do a show called Chill 30, which is 30 minutes of chill-out music, Bible readings, kind of basic Christian stuff over the top. And it's a time of meditation and getting, you know, close to God in a chilled-out environment. And basically, there's 6 or 7 shows to download from the download section on there. You can have a listen.
Do download them. I can recommend them. I've spent some good time with God personally, just using those mixes and using the Bible verses as they're read out over the top of the really nice tracks. Just to plug some websites. As we said, this show's in association with Deep Life Records, so do check out Deep Life Records, which is
www.deepliferecords.com,
and also my own website, which is djvicar.co.uk. I'm trying to put tracks that I'm into on there, and also there's links to the podcast for this show if you're listening to this through Cast the Fire or other means, or you've downloaded it somewhere. You can actually get the podcast link from my website at the moment on djvicar.co.uk,
and you can also check us out at www.aloftstudios.co.uk.
and for this month, for the third Aloft Show Studios Presents, that's it from us. See you next time.
Presents in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.